Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
From DK Pittsburgh Sports, Chris Carter, who is their NFL analyst, also NFL and Steelers expert. All of that good stuff. Chris, how are you doing tonight, sir?
I'm doing great, Paul, and I always appreciate coming in off of a Earth, Wind, and Fire track, so that just boosts me up even more.
Well, that's how we do it here. You know, every single night, that's how we do it. Try and get people going a little bit, you know?
Yes, sir.
First, you know, let's get right off the top here. Let's get right to the meat of it, because we got a lot to get to here. If you were the Dallas Cowboys, would you give Dak Prescott $30 million a year?
Oh, that's a great question, Paul. I think you have to keep the chemistry of the team that it is now. If they had any indication that they were about to break up their guys, like Ezekiel Elliott, Amari Cooper, you know, they just brought in CeeDee Lamb. I feel like with that offense, with those weapons, you need the guy that's been working in their system. I also think a lot of people diss Dak Prescott for not putting up super elite numbers, but I really like his efficiency. You know, and I think that he has worked his way to the situation where if you have him in that offense, and I think with a better coaching situation, that team's going to be could be lethal. And I think it's smart to at least invest in him. But he wants, you know, upwards of $45 million. And that's what I'm kind of like, Dak, you might need to chill out, man. Like you're not the best player on the team, but you're a very important player on the team. And there's a real chance that with these Cowboys that they could have a really good lineup. They still have a good offensive line. They now have two potentially dynamic receivers. Michael Gallup's still a receiver. They could have a really good three-headed monster at that position. And you still have Elliott. And the defense could be very interesting. I like Van Der Esch. I like Gerald McCoy. You know, there's a lot of potential with that team. So if I'm Dak, I would take that deal. And if I'm the Cowboys, if I can get him for $30 million, I take it. But, you know, he's talking about making upwards of $45. I know that the market keeps increasing with quarterbacks, but I think Dak may need to take a step back there.
Well, I think that's the thing. Like, to me, it's always an interesting discussion. You know, teams, you have to pay your quarterback. You have to pay him.
Yeah.
It's why guys like what's the guy in – I can't think of his name, the guy in Detroit.
Stafford.
It's why Stafford, I think, at one point was the highest-paid player in the league. It's why, you know, I think in my mind, the worst contract that's been signed in a long, long time – went to the kid from the Rams, you know, but
Jared Goff.
Yeah, Jared Goff. I think sometimes but you have to, if you have a quarterback that you feel is, you know, somewhere in the top half, I think you know, these teams feel obligated to do it. But the thing is, Chris, is that a formula and a recipe for winning on a high level when you consider and take a look at the salaries of the quarterbacks who have won the Super Bowl the last 10 or 12 years? Most of them have been on their first contracts or their rookie deals, or they haven't been, you know, they've been like Tom Brady, who just, you know, hasn't come close to maxing what he could take. There's a discussion, I think, to be had there.
I think so, too, because a lot of people say this about running back. They say the same thing, like, oh, just get a running back on his rookie deal, let him be a star, but don't pay him any money, pay the rest of the team. And then you're having this situation at quarterback right now. I think the time that you have to make smart investments, right? When you have a franchise quarterback, you've got to pay that guy. Like, if this guy is you know, a Ben Roethlisberger, a Tom Brady, a Peyton Manning, you know, in today's world, Patrick Mahomes, you know, Deshaun Watson. Those are the kind of guys I would pay that much. But if you're a franchise that is shattered, you know, if you're falling apart, then you have to look at the situation and say, you know what, can we get value for this guy and rebuild, or do we want to rebuild around him? Because quarterbacks, they're arguably the hardest position to find consistency in over a long period of time. You can find guys that get hot, like Jared Goff, a perfect example. He was really hot a couple years ago that year they went to the Super Bowl, and then he flamed out going into the end of that season, and you saw how bad he got in some of those playoff games and then eventually in the Super Bowl. And I think the problem is that a lot of teams, if you can get that quarterback, great, but sometimes you may need to reinvest and say, you know what, we're not ready to go pay for a random Kirk Cousins who also got a super contract. You know, but the Vikings at their time, they thought they had the squad. They had a young Dalvin Cook. Their defense had a lot of really talented players on it. They're thinking, all we need is the guy that Teddy Bridgewater was supposed to be before he got hurt, and we could have a shot at winning this thing. So it's just about timing and when things work out for teams. But, I mean, you could be looking at situations more and more with the passing offense in the NFL. Maybe teams do try to just go and get the young guy coming up soon. But still, I think the franchise quarterback, it will be for the rest of my life and your life, I think it's going to be the position that has the most money and gets the most investment from people.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's the thing that you look at it. And again, I mean, I look at the Chiefs, for instance. People think, well, they're going to keep winning for the rest, you know, as long as he's alive and as long as he's healthy. And I agree. He puts them in there and he gives them an opportunity to do that. But by the same token, if you flip it this year, you know, they get him cheap this year. And then after this, if Dak Prescott is going to get $35 million and Ben is getting, what is Ben getting? $35, $36 million. If I'm Mahomes' agent, I might ask for $50. So, yeah. I mean, my point is, you know, now then we'll see if they can build a team around him, you know, with the knowledge that they are going to have to accommodate his salary.
Absolutely. And Paul, but also think about the Chiefs. They're not just Patrick Mahomes. They got Travis Kelce. They've got Eric Fisher at left tackle, who's a lot better than a lot of people remember. Remember, he was a first overall pick for a reason. You got Tyreek Hill, who you're paying big money. They're paying big money to Sammy Watkins. Nyko Hardman's eventually going to want to get paid. On the defensive side of the ball, they went and got Frank Clark, and he was a huge part of their pass rush. They went and signed Terrell Suggs to a one-year deal traded for him just so that they could bring him in and make sure that he was at least helping with the pass rush. They went and got the Honey Badger at the safety position. There were several investments across the roster that made them the Super Bowl team that they were. It wasn't just Patrick Mahomes. And honestly, if Pat Mahomes gets that super contract, they're going to have to hit with early picks in the draft to replace some of those other stars they're going to lose. And that's harder to do, as we've seen for the Steelers. It's not always easy to do that on the back end of the draft when you're consistently making the playoffs or just around that area. You know, are you going to be able to keep getting star defensive players and really good wide receivers when you're picking in the high 20s and the 30s? Because Patrick Mahomes is always getting you there. So I do agree. And I mean, but Paul, how many times have we said that you've got to strike while the iron is hot? Everyone's saying this now about Patrick Mahomes. A couple years ago, everyone thought the Jaguars were going to be the next big thing. You know, the Rams, everyone thought Sean McVay was going to be running the table in the NFC for a while. Neither team made the playoffs this past year. And the Jaguars are in complete shambles. The Rams have to figure something out while they still have Aaron Donald and the players they have on their team and Jalen Ramsey. But, you know, they have a lot of questions to answer. So for the Chiefs, they've got a great situation right now, and that's all you can bank on in the NFL, because as soon as some guys, you know, want to get paid more, things can just flip on a dime, and then all of a sudden you're rebuilding and you got Patrick Mahomes to a huge contract and you can't afford to go in free agency and get the guys you need.
Well, yeah, absolutely. I think that's a big, big thing. Last one I have for you, and then we'll let you get to your Friday night, Chris. And we're talking with Chris Carter, DK Pittsburgh Sports. Chris, there was a little video came out this week. Of course, all anybody wanted to talk about was the freaking haircut part of it. But before there was a haircut, there was some throws from Ben Roethlisberger to Juju Smith-Schuster to Ryan Switzer to James Conner. What did you make of all that?
I mean, I just thought it was cool that Ben Roethlisberger did that. And then also, like, the start of the video, they made sure the video included the part where he was on a plane after the injury, and saying like, I'm not gonna cut my beard until I throw a football again, and just the excitement and the I think it's really cool that he had teammates come meet him like, hey, we're gonna throw this ball around a little bit and see how he's feeling. And then the follow up the next day of Ian Rappaport from NFL Network saying that his sources indicate that the Steelers have basically been holding Ben back and that they're just taking every precaution, and that if he really could have tried this sooner. I think this is all just very good signs to all the people that, you know, that say like Adam Schein of CBS and Colin Cowherd and all these guys are saying, oh, the Steelers are done, put a fork in them, they're never going to be good in anything. I think this is all a sign of just how they handle their business. The Steelers, they're not going to force their franchise quarterback to rush back onto the field if he's not ready. Even if he does have 2 years left, they're going to make sure they take every precaution, let him come back when he's ready, let the doctors, you know, kind of, you know, make sure that he's going to be safe. And I thought the video was well-timed and well-placed. And I thought the haircut, I thought it was funny. You know, I didn't think it was that big of a deal. I know, I mean, we don't have any sports, so everything's a big deal nowadays. I mean, people are making big deals out of top five lists. Like, oh my God, I can't believe you didn't put this guy on your top five list. That's just where we are, Paul. But I thought the haircut was cool. I thought it looked all right. And it was kind of just, I get the excitement for Steelers fans because you dealt with, if you're a fan, you've been seeing all the trash talk from the Ravens fans. Even Bengals fans who got the first overall pick, but now they think they're going to jump over you. So you're just like, you know what, just wait for Ben to come back. And seeing him throwing and seeing him, like, being happy and his teammates and Juju saying he's back, that has to get excitement from you. So I thought it was a very cool gesture on the part of Ben to even have someone put that out on his Twitter page. I thought it was very, very smart, very cool. And Steelers fans, be excited.
Chris, thank you so much, buddy.
Always thank you, Paul. You have a good weekend.
All right, you too. That's Chris Carter, DK Pittsburgh Sports. Does a great job. He's an NFL analyst. Watches more film than just about anybody I know that's not a coach. It is the Paul Zeiss Show on 93.7 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.